Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Resiliency Radio with Rick Allen and Lauren Monroe. Interactive radio to empower, educate, and inspire during difficult times. Featuring live interviews with celebrity guests and cutting-edge professionals working in the fields of health, wholeness, and resiliency. This program is brought to you by the Raven Drum Foundation's Veteran Resiliency Project and is dedicated to all our military and their families. For more information, visit us on the web at www.ravendrumfoundation.org. Welcome to Resiliency Radio, everyone. My name is Lauren Monroe, and I'm here with my absolutely flatulent, fabulous co-host, Mr. Rick Allen.
Thank you. Again, thank you.
And welcome Moon Calhoun today on the show. The fabulous Moon Calhoun. It's going to be a great show today.
It is? Oh, that's right. We have Darren.
We have a great show today. We're going to be talking about water and cleansing the body for optimum health. And it's something that we've been doing actually lately. The whole water thing is a big deal.
Yeah.
More than we knew before.
Yeah, that's one of the things I really embraced, was drinking more water, but more importantly, the right kind of water.
Mm-hmm.
So, Darren.
We have Darren Olin with us today, everyone. Just a little background on Darren. He's been on the show before, and we talked about nutrition and superfoods with Darren last time. For those of you who missed that show and don't know about him, you can find out more about him on darrensnaturals.com. But just for the record, he's an educator and a physiology and nutrition educator. He's a formulator and an environmental initiator, which means that he hunts around for superfoods all around the world. He brings back ingredients, puts them together to formulate various supplements for health and for healing, and he's doing a wonderful job at teaching people about that. So we're really happy to have him on the show and share knowledge about water, about cleansing today. So welcome, Darren.
Thank you. Good to be here again.
Some applause.
Oh, my gosh. That's a big crowd that's gathered today.
It is. We do. We have a studio audience today. So why is the right kind of water so important for your health?
Yeah, the right kind of water, like you brought up, like you've learned, you know, it's everyone says drink your eight-ounce glasses of water a day, all that. But the importance of what kind of water that is essential, because, you know, the whole idea that you don't have electrolytes in your water, then you don't actually, you can't actually get cellular hydration. So you're not talking the deepest level hydration if that's not there. So I'm literally talking about the combination of salt and its electrolytes with water. That creates the perfect water. In nature, it happens as the natural springs come off rocks and they naturally get the
minerals.
The minerals, and they get supercharged as well. Obviously, the majority of the people on the planet do not have access to pure, clean drinking water. Unfortunately, in our industrial world, we just don't have. We're weary of the cleanliness of water. And we're just not in that situation. But for the regular person, really easy, because you know we can get into alkalinization and buying these machines and all that, but. The truth is, if you can have distilled water, which is a neutral pH,
mm-hmm.
and add your unrefined crystal salt to it, you create a water that's, you're starting at distilled water at 7.0 pH, means that's a neutral water. It's neither acidic nor is it alkaline. It's neutral. when you add the elemental of salt, you then create the, it's like a battery effect. If you have a neutral battery, what happens? You have no charge.
Right.
We are a supercharged machine. Every cell is a tiny battery.
Electrical beings, yeah.
Absolutely. So if we don't have the electrolytes in the proper size of those molecules,
okay,
then you're not going to get the current to flow, and you're not going to get energy to happen. You're not going to get metabolites to happen. So that's going to result in, you know, not getting water is going to result in depression. It's going to result in cholesterol, adrenal fatigue.
Yes. That's right.
Like,
right.
All of these things are vital.
Headaches.
And so it's easy to go, I have a headache. I'm fatigued. Where's the coffee? Where's the energy shot? You don't think of like, well, yeah, but I'm drinking water. Or I drank more orange juice this morning. But that's not water. Water has taken on another form when you've considered as juice or whatever. So, you know, there's a lot of information here, but the point is that you need to take in, I think the statistic is about a half of, what is it? It's a half of, well, if you just go with an average person, about a gallon of water a day with electrolytes and distilled water. I'll have to get the statistics and we can put up on the site later. And that is a good place to go.
How many glasses is a gallon of water, glasses a day?
It's
approximately.
You're at about 3 liters is a gallon. So I don't know if people have to do it.
The metric system 30, never hit my school.
32 ounces. 32 ounces. Mm-hmm. So 8 ounce glass.
Right. Okay.
Right. So,
four, 5, 6 ounce glasses of water.
Yeah.
It was good a day.
So, yeah, and again, it's really, really important that you're getting the right water in, because if you're not getting cellular hydration, then you're breaking down on a cellular level, and you have the result of many problems that can be easily remedied by hydration.
So you're talking about distilled water and what kind of salt?
Himalayan crystal salt. Unrefined salt, sea salt's fine too.
But the Himalayan, the pink salt you're talking about.
Yeah, so there's many. So the table salt, which is what we've been bought into and duped into using, that's been stripped of all the minerals, right, for other uses.
And they add iodine to it.
They add iodine because what happened when they first did it is people were dying of thyroid misfunction, dysfunction. So they had to stabilize it with adding iodine, which is not easy for the body to break down because they pulled it out and put it back in. Mm. But that now that molecule size is different. Mm-hmm. So you're actually, the table salt is actually a neurotoxin, still is. So avoid it at all costs in any form.
Yeah.
They literally, one of the things that they created it for was there's a couple things. A, to take all the other minerals out to sell them to other industries. And to create the white salt was literally just because it looked clean and to sell it. And it had no ramifications for what it was actually doing and destroying. So the Himalayan crystal salt, you know, the 250,000-year-old salt that's been crushed and
250 million.
250 million. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So the interesting thing about Himalayan crystal salt is because it's in that form, and when something crystallizes, it cleans itself in nature. So it rids itself of impurities, and because of its crystalline form and the other minerals, you have what's the size of the molecule that's important. And all of the other 84 trace minerals that are in there are essential for the body, and they're in the size that your body can then utilize. So
that's
they're
fantastic.
In angstrom size, which is, for the techies out there, the 10 to the minus 9 angstrom size. So it's a great way to get minerals in, which were, you know, Dr. Linus Pauling said in the early 1900s, the root of all disease comes down to not having enough minerals. So if we take in regular salt, in order for your body just to actually not freak out, it has to pull a bunch of the other electrolytes away from other systems in order to balance that neurotoxin that you just took in.
So within your body.
So there's many things that are going on with, it's a neurotoxin, but another thing, it's stripping your body, called an anti-nutrient. Mm. You're taking in a nutrient that's an anti-nutrient because it's stripping your body from the inside, other things. So it's there's many things to this, but at the end of the day, if you can find a crystal salt, a unrefined salt, a Himalayan salt, and use that, put it on your food, put a half a teaspoon per gallon of distilled water. Don't worry about getting exactly to that. I actually take in a lot more now. I put about a quarter of a teaspoon per liter for me.
If you're just having a glass? You just take a pinch, or do you?
Yeah, a pinch, which is roughly a pinch, is about a gram, and stir it. Let it energize itself a little bit. And if you really want to get crazy, we can go down the rabbit hole of put it outside and let the sunlight hit it, and you can supercharge your water, and or put it in a cobalt blue glass, which you and I talked about a little bit, Rick.
Right.
And that mimics the blueprint of what a healthy cell is. That same light structure, that same color.
That's interesting.
Is what it's mimicking. So then you're creating a water, supercharged water that your body recognizes the most. I think my point of view about health and nutrition comes down to very, very fundamental things. If you can do things that your body can resonate with, understand, and is already in nature, then it doesn't have to work. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to use other backup systems in order to try to survive that you don't even know.
Right.
We don't have a transparent skin, so we don't know with all of the hard work that it's doing when you're taking in your McDonald's or, you know, drinking hard water or whatever. But this is stuff, like, don't take my word for it either. Like, look this up.
Yeah,
You know.
And experiment for yourself. And I think that's, you know, for everybody listening out there, everything that we have on the show and the people that we have, it's because we've experienced this ourselves and we really believe in the process. And for those of you ladies out there who are interested in vanity, the water is like so important, and it really changes your skin. It changes the wrinkles go away. It's a miracle. Yeah. Plump. So it's really it's a real
dewy.
It makes very dewy complexion.
Dewy. Yeah. Right. Well, you know, and the thing on that too is people complain of weight, and if they're dehydrated, then they're chronically.
You keep the weight.
Yeah.
You keep the water weight on.
So the water weight, because your body is brilliant. If you're not taking in the right water, the body is going to store that, keep that, because it's a survival thing.
Yeah.
And so if you're giving it constant, clean, healthy, vibrant water, your body will work and those functionings will happen and you'll lose, quote unquote, weight, and you'll feel better, your skin will change and all that too. So it's a very easy.
Fantastic.
Moon here, Darren. It's amazing what the body does when we put the right things in it, when we work with it, right?
Absolutely.
We
got
to put the right things in it, but it knows what to do.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about, can you drink too much water?
It's a good question, and it's a funny question as well, but not so funny, because going back to the same thing, if you are taking in, let's say you take in distilled water, so back to what I said before, so if you're taking in a neutral water and your body desires water to be alkaline with electrolytes at 7.35 to 7.4, what do you think it's going to do if you're taking a 7.0 water? So it's going to pull out of the body. So in fact, if you are taking in distilled water, I mean, you have to take in a lot. I mean, we're talking gallons and gallons and gallons a day. Yeah, that can actually cause you harm in the long.
Right.
At the same time, another water that has other minerals added to it, and I'm not talking the unrefined, the right size minerals. I'm talking
about bottled water,
some sort of regular water. I mean, there's spring water. There's other waters out there, but I would certainly argue against most of them on the market. So they say they have minerals in it. So if you're drinking a ton of those in, so what are you taking in? You're bringing in molecules that are too big for the body to use on a cellular level. So then it's like it's like showing up and trying to put my car in the size of this glass of water on the table.
Right.
And so what does that do for the body? It's incredibly challenging.
How do we do it? What happens to the molecules if we really can't use them?
The body breaks. The body does everything it can to buffer it, to use enzymes, to break that down, to then use it.
So right? you're wasting all of your enzymes and the things you need to break down food as well.
And energy.
It's a lot of energy. At the same time, it's toxic. So keep in mind that mineral is coming in, that is not receptive to the body. So the immune response goes up, the inflammation can go up in the body just to deal with a molecule that shouldn't be there.
Right.
Right? So anything of that sort, you're creating a response that creates redness, creates inflammation, all these kind of things can create micro pain, which then added up over time, you have fibromyalgia, all these other things.
Yeah.
So really, it's a classic example of if you take something out and then add it back, you know, sort of a pharmaceutical version of it, just because that particular mineral is in there doesn't mean to say that it's the right mineral.
Yeah, it's the pseudoscience of nutrition. You know, there's a slight truth, but with a lie attached to it.
Yeah. Right.
So you can literally say, hey, calcium's good for you.
Of course it is.
Take this calcium supplement.
Right.
Right? So everyone's like, oh, yeah, calcium's good for me. I need calcium. My bones are breaking down.
Right.
But then they take a calcium supplement that is toxic to the body because it's calcium bicarbonate or something.
Right.
And it's too big. And so the body can't break it down. It can't work on a cellular level. It can't open up it's calcium, magnesium, potassium are the gatekeepers to all cells.
Right.
And so if they're not there, then it's literally just creating a toxic load for the body. So
we're going to take a quick break. So everybody at home, just go have a glass of water. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Again, we're here with Darren Olien, and we're talking about water cleansing and optimal health. So I'm going to jump back in and ask you, Darren, just to define cleansing, because we're going to move into cleansing right now and talk about how important it is. But for the listener who's never heard of it and never really embarked upon cleansing their body, can you just give them a definition of what it really is?
Yeah, I won't go too far into, but keep in mind, and I'll start here in the sense that keep in mind that 80% of your body every day is spent on cleansing. Every day.
Yeah.
So your body, it's made and designed to constantly clean itself from a cellular level all the way to your colon, to your mouth, to your, you
skin.
Your skin, all of it.
Yeah.
So understand that now jump to where we are in our world today, right? So we're getting hit with, you know, I think 70 to 100,000 new toxins in our atmosphere every year, right? Okay. New ones. These are new, you know, undefinable to what it's doing to our biological system. So you're getting hit with water, you're getting hit with food, you're getting hit with air, all of these things. So now, if your body already is spending 80% of its time without even dealing with the Industrial Revolution, it's a little behind the eight ball.
Yeah, right? We're overloaded with toxins.
Completely overloaded, and we don't know. So what is the switch, like, I should cleanse? You know, a normal person doesn't necessarily, you know, think that way, right? Because we just eat, and we either feel good or we don't. So the very basic stuff, I would say,
mm-hmm.
Because I created that cleanse that you guys have, that if you really want to dive into it, we structured it with food and water and supplements, theultimatereset.com. but here's some really basic principles to which that was also created in. And that is exactly what we just talked about. The number one mission of water is cleansing, period.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The number one.
But the right kind of water, like we discussed.
The number one. And the other mission of water is delivering and taking away. Right. So it's delivering nutrients and taking away toxins.
And that's the molecule size that we discussed.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's, you know, so the river of life, which is your blood, is transporting, you know, oxygen and nutrients around your body, but it's also a place where it's dumping a lot of things.
Right.
So then it goes to your liver, your gallbladder, your kidney, and all that stuff. Well, the thing that's required, what comes out of your pee-pee hole is water, right?
Right.
That's a classic example of...
Sorry, I laugh.
This is the G-rated version.
No, it's
But look at that. So you're seeing exactly what water is doing as it's one of its top functions.
Right.
It's eliminating as well as delivering.
Right.
So I just want to emphasize that, because if you go to water, if you start with water alone and get enough water in the right form, you're cleansing. Right? So on top of that, the number one thing to talk about cleansing is, you know, we're eating food that's processed, we don't have the fibers, it's not whole, we're eating too much meat, we're getting into all these proteins, the quality sucks, all these things. So what gets hit the most is that's typically the colon, right?
Oh, yeah.
And the colon is where the 100 million microorganisms live, and the neurology that mimics our brain.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So so this is a big discussion beyond what our scope is here. But I just want to give a second to that, and that if you don't pause, and a great way to cleanse is just eat whole foods, eat organic, don't be conscious of what you're putting on your body, which is the large skin organ, not to mention stress and your environment and your friends, which is absolutely toxic or healthy.
Right.
And by the way, we're talking about pH a little bit, and your physiology and your water. If you have a bad point of view about anything, if you're upset, that literally physically trumps everything. Wow. So that can destroy your pH.
Yeah.
That can so if you're coming back angry, sad, upset, unforgiving, all of these things, then you're destroying physiologically. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'll stretch myself here, depending on the listener, if they want to dig into this a little more, and that's the structure of water.
Right.
So the water structure itself has got life force, or it's got something else.
Right.
So consider us 70-80% water. Mm-hmm. And if I like myself, if I'm comfortable in my own skin, then that water is vibrating to that.
Absolutely. Mm.
You know?
So some people need to do a little friend cleansing out there. I know it's like an important process.
Yeah.
So not just cleansing with the water. We need to cleanse our friends. We need to cleanse our environment. We need to just, because we are beings that are energetic and we pick up stuff.
We pick up more than we can possibly understand, and that's where, you know, just the more I'm in this, the more I am absolutely humbled.
Yeah.
You know, I am radically humbled every day.
You mean because of the complexity of it?
The complexity and the
It's miraculous, a lot of this.
It is miraculous, and if you understand the basic principles, why are we going to try to think that we're over and above what that essence of life is?
Right.
And, you know, it is not what I'm saying. It's, you know, to the listeners out there, if what I'm saying resonates to you, then that's resonating to your knowing.
Right.
There's a knowing within you. I can say cleanse, and the bells go off in people. It's amazing when I talk about stuff like that, because on one level, you're picking up, oh, I get that. I need to cleanse, or you're feeling something. There's something there that is pulling you, and that's the connection we have to the plants and the water, and we are water. We're the ocean out there. It's the same. same freaking gradient of saline in that ocean is in our body.
Right.
I mean, we're magnetically resonant to all of that. So,
I mean, just to go, I mean, you think about it. Every single person on this planet, we've all shared the same water. I mean, not necessarily just drinking it, but we're literally, quite literally, you know, sharing water that was in me with somebody else. Mm-hmm. So
absolutely. It's,
and water itself has been around, you know, forever. I can't even put a number on when it actually arrived.
It is forever. I mean, forever in terms of our existence. You know, you needed oxygen, water, microorganisms. I mean, that was it.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, as soon as microorganisms showed up, then you know, life itself started happening in these ways. So,
yeah.
Derek, we've been hitting on it, but let's talk about what are the benefits of cleansing the body and how it affects the body and mind, specifically covering stress and trauma, things like that.
The easy answer is it affects everything.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it seems that.
Yeah,
you know, even if it's even if it's just a pause, you know, because it's easy to, you can eat the best food in the world, and even if you eat too much of it, if you go beyond what your body wants to take in, then every food after that can literally be viewed as a toxin, because your body doesn't want to take that in anymore. Mm. So then it can turn the table. So it's really important to start listening. That's why, like, doing a cleanse where you're stopping and you're getting out of your programs and out of your things and just like, whoa, I need to pause a second.
Yeah.
I need to try different foods, because diversification is a key to optimal health of foods. You get locked into a rut.
Right.
You get limited on nutrients. But like we said, we touched on a lot of these things on water and cleansing. And, I mean, the brain health alone, the number one thing that we've got, and we did a clinical trial on our cleanse and hundreds of people, one of the number one feedback is everyone felt better. They've had a better outlook on life.
Right.
And the cleansing effect on that.
Wow.
I mean, the hormonal shift that has a chance now, instead of, you know, taxing your adrenals. I can't imagine what these soldiers have went through, and the PTSD and the, I mean, the fight or flight mechanisms that are just completely
turned
fried.
On. Yeah. Yeah, turned on and are overworked.
Exactly.
Completely.
Right.
Exactly. So, you know, the number one, you're going back to water, because, you know, that seems to be the theme, but that water and that the salt in that water, man, that can help those adrenals and the thyroid and all of that and the and at the same time, cleansing is a conscious act of choosing better foods. So just by the act of choosing better foods, right, you're eliminating, you're bringing in higher nutrients, bioavailable nutrients, and the second major thing is you're not getting something. You're not getting the toxins that you've been, and health comes down to two things. You're getting too much of something or not enough of something.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Everything can be talked about like that. So it really comes down to a very simple... And listen, I turn around and say, listen, what do you know that you've been pretending not to know about what you need to do for your own health?
Mm-hmm.
Because people, I don't know how to eat. And you're just like, okay, so what if you just plopped in your body for the first time, right?
Yeah.
What if you just, boom, okay, I'm in this body. What do you think I should eat? What do you think would, listen, ask your body.
Yeah, right.
Literally, take a second and ask your body what it wants. And be willing to listen to that answer.
Yeah. What if it says pizza?
Well, then you can perpetuate either, it could be a truth in that moment.
Right. Well, or your body's just craving the salt because you're not getting enough of it or something like that.
Misguided cravings.
Yeah.
And that's a great point.
Yeah.
Misguided cravings, because we require salt.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. And you know the salt, and at the same time, fat too. We require fat.
Mm-hmm.
Our whole neurology and good cholesterols and cellular health is vital for good fats. There's another point. Microorganisms. So here's the thing, and I work with a microbiologist, and he gets pretty out there sometimes because he literally observes microorganisms. So there's 100 million microorganisms in your body, so probiotics, and which means for life, right? So there's microorganisms running the frickin' show.
Right.
So by getting addicted to certain eating habits, you're creating an environment for certain organisms.
Mm.
Over time, habit is health or habit is disease.
Yeah.
So you're creating an environment for certain organisms, so then they literally have telepathic power. When you have 100 million of them, and you only have 70,000 cells in your body?
Yeah.
I completely believe that.
So he literally gets into it, and it's a trippy conversation, but he comes down to a very, very pragmatic thing. Then they are calling out because they've been here a lot longer than this host of your body,
right.
A lot longer, and they're right. Really smart and really strong, you know, quote-unquote smart. They want to survive. So they literally will send out cravings.
Pizza, chocolate,
exactly.
Pizza.
Wow.
Well, what's the Candida thing?
That's why I get it.
Exactly.
Because
Candida is breads, and I gotta eat my breads. I gotta have my coffee.
Italian
bread.
I know, it's true.
So consider that
really?
Who's the chooser here?
Yeah.
Take responsibility, commit to yourself, and by God,
right.
It only takes, you guys know, if you're addicted to something and you know that it's not good for you, it's only going to take a few days of a commitment to yourself to get over that addiction, and it will shift. Your taste buds will change.
Right.
You will love
right.
the foods, the new foods, that, and you will not crave that stuff anymore. And I do not deprive myself of anything. I don't crave cakes or pizzas. I can make an amazing vegan pizza. I mean, I don't deprive myself because I can make it because I'm a control freak.
You make it
freak.
The way you want it.
I'm a control freak. I want to know what the hell I'm putting in my body.
Yeah.
You know, so I make it myself. So anyway, but it's a food for thought. It's
so
cool.
So for those of you out there, and for the listeners, I just want to give them a little bit of if you're interested in jumping into a cleanse or. You know, what's the I'm in deep, I want to go into this, I want to change my health, I have health issues, I'm ready to go, what do they do?
Yeah, so the funny thing is this cleanse that I've worked on for 2.5 years, we just let this cleanse out. It's the ultimatereset.com with a huge support system. It's literally something I would tell my mother and my friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same principles that you can follow and be supportive, grab your friends to do it with you. I literally sent my mother a packet the other day so that her cholesterol can drop and all that stuff. So those principles are there. So it's easy to jump into that. Now, the other principles, if you want to go into, just literally start choosing better water, better quality foods, you know, alkalinization, detoxification, mineralization, oxygenation, those are the keys of health.
Right.
So, I mean, we don't have time to get into all of those things, but those are all embedded into the Reset program.
Mm-hmm.
So ultimatereset.com has got all of that. All of the principles I've talked about are embedded in the foundation of what I put there.
Fantastic.
And so the support system, as you guys found out, is huge.
Yeah.
Because if you're in this thing and you want to reset your way of thinking.
It's your way of thinking. It's your way of approaching your own health. And you know, when you're cleansing too, a lot of emotional stuff comes up. You realize how much time you spend thinking about certain things, and you're able to look at yourself. There's a lot of self awareness that happens. So it's a great journey to do if you're interested in doing it.
The one thing that really I thought was fantastic was the fact that we set up a private Facebook, and we were able to encourage one another, and I think that was a great way to do it in groups like that. Really, really valuable thing to do.
So if you're at home and you're interested in the concept, learning more about Ultimate Reset or just cleansing in general, you always can reach out to us at Raven Drum or go to darrensnaturals.com or ultimatereset.com. And we hope you all have gotten a tremendous amount out of this interview. I know we have. Thank you so much, Darren, for being with us today.
Thank you, everyone.
Yes, Yes, you're welcome.
And we'll be right back with some drumming, everyone. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. So this is the time of the show where we're going to be drumming with you. And we set our intentions to be together as a collective in order to help each other, support each other, and heal. So we have Rick at the drum kit. We have Moon on the tabano with his sticks and brushes. And I'm playing a djembe here. And we'll be guiding you through visualization so you can center yourself. And today's intention is about resetting, rebalancing yourself, and really taking the time to concentrate on your own self-healing. And collectively as a group, we'll be supporting each other. So the way we want to do it is just to sit quietly. If you can remove any distractions, that'll be great. And we'll spend about 5 to 10 minutes together. So take a deep breath. I want you to sit, and if you can, put your feet on the floor. If you have an instrument like a shaker or a drum, then you can join us. Otherwise, just really receive the rhythm and listen to the guided visualizations. So take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And with your intention, just focus on your body, any places that you have pain. And try to get an image in your mind and send breath to that place. Feel your feet on the floor. And with your mind's eye, visualize us here and the people at home who are also listening. And connect yourself in a very sacred circle, a place where you're supported. And as you listen to the drumming, continue your breathing with the intention of resetting and refocusing, rebalancing your body on the cellular level, on the mental level, the emotional level, and the spiritual level. Allow any insight to come through, any guidance. Take a deep breath. Thank you. take a deep breath. And be in stillness. Let's take a moment to be in gratitude just for this moment. How are you guys doing?
Wonderful.
Yeah, really good. It was great. I really enjoyed it.
Well, come on over.
Come on down.
What a great way to finish off. It really is.
Yeah, we're really blessed to be able to play with everybody and really experience this together with everyone at home. And we'd love to hear your feedback. If you're listening and you participate in the drumming, we want to hear your experience at home. And also, right now, I'd just really like to thank Darren and Darren Olin for his wisdom and his guidance and all the wonderful information about water. Yeah. And we want to hear your feedback, too, on that. If you want to try it, if you're going to get into some of the cleansing principles, we want to hear how you're doing. So keep in touch with us through Raven Drum Foundation.org or Raven Drum Facebook or Rick Allen Facebook.
Darren's Naturals.
And, of course, we want to mention darrensnaturals.com. You can research different so many different things on his website, so we encourage you to do that.
Excellent.
So we'll see you all the next radio show.
Fantastic. Thank you, guys. Yes. Thank you, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.